Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that has been around for a very long time, but we're just now hearing about. We're going to talk about something that has plagued the community and our minds for a very long time. We're going to talk about rape culture. Now, for those that don't know what rape culture is, I'll explain. Rape culture is something that normalizes and gives the okay, basically, to rape. In other words, things like, ooh, damn, that girl booty fat, and just run up on her and smack it for no reason. That's rape culture. You didn't rape her, but for you in your mind to believe that it's okay to go smack a woman on her ass just because it's fat and it's out there, there's only so many steps to the personal rape or whatever. But I want all my stoners to give a listen to Charlamagne the God off the Breakfast Club. As he gives a little bit about rape culture, and then we're gonna unpack it. Give a listen.
This has been a common theme in our lives for way too long. Now, I don't know if it's because I'm actually listening to women more and not having these discussions about rape culture with guys, because that's what we do as men. We start having conversations about rape culture with each other. That's why we don't learn anything. And it's so normalized to us that we make excuses about why we do what we do or have done what we've done. That's where the whole victim blaming thing comes into play. And you know, there's just no excuse. It's not about what the woman wore or what time she was at your house. It's all about accountability. We are in the age of accountability. And if we are being personally accountable and being morally honest, we just have to admit that we were raised on rape culture and it was wrong. Okay, we are absolutely in the age of accountability. And if you're not holding yourself personally accountable, the universe will hold you accountable, because we see all these people who have been doing dirt in the dark all these years being brought to the light. And I would just encourage everyone to start being morally honest and just admit we were raised on this pervasive rape culture, but we can unlearn all the BS we have learned and make things better moving forward. And it's not like people have been trying to tell us this for years. We just haven't been listening, okay? I was once part of the problem, but now I want to be part of the solution. And the first step to that solution is recognizing that you can't heal what we don't reveal. And what we need to reveal and be morally honest about as men is that a lot of us men in America were raised on rape culture, okay? And I truly feel stupid, okay, for not coming to that realization sooner. So please give...
That was Charlamagne the God on one of his many Donkey of the Days. He gave it to himself for being stupid enough not to understand rape culture before his 40 years on this planet. So, I want to unpack a little bit about what he said. First and foremost, I will never sit up here and advocate rape or rape culture. You will never hear BC say anything about any raper that's good or anything. I don't condone that. I always believe in choice, okay? But when he talked about, you know, accountability, that's when we really have to talk. Because now, you know, I have a daughter, and I'd be damned if my daughter thinks it's okay to go to a man's house after hours without at least the inclination that he wants something more than conversation and companionship. Now, I will never blame the victim, stoners. Please know this. I will never blame the victim. I will never go to a victim and be like, well, you know, what'd you do? Why'd you do this? I would ask questions, of course, but it would never be blaming. But we need to stop acting as if our beautiful queens are children and hold them accountable for the mistakes and choices that they have made. You realize you can have a fat booty woman walk by you, but that woman is covered up. You can see in her stride and in her face, she's on a mission, independence, probably got on a business suit. You're not gonna run up and smack her booty. You're not going to say, oh, look at that bitch right there. You're going to be like, man, that's a beautiful woman right there, man. Woo. How you doing, love? All right, you take it easy. You're going to treat her with some type of respect. You see the same type of woman, fat ass, coming through the street, shorts right below the cup section of her ass and her thigh, flip-flop spaghetti strap t-shirt on or whatever. Man, look at that bitch right there. Ooh. Hey, come here. Let me talk to you right quick, Red. That's what you'll get. Because she holds herself accountable of how she comes out of the house. You only attract certain men. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, guys with that type of mental retardation of wanting to rape a female, you can't help that. But what I'm saying is, you hold yourself accountable for what you contribute to certain situations. Certain people will not go through certain things because they don't put themselves in that situation. Most of us in the faithful black male community will never see what happened to Kevin. What happened to Kevin Hart happened to us because we're not going to put ourselves in that situation for it to happen. I'm not going to go off to Vegas and get sloppy drunk and, you know what I'm saying? And be like, oh man, I was so fucked up. I didn't know what I was doing. Like, you knew you was getting drunk. You had some sort of control in your night. Is when you lost control is that you want us to focus on. Once again, I know we have a lot of sensitive ears and a lot of sensitive people out there, even the people that listen to my podcast. So I please want you to understand, I am not victim blaming. And I am not saying, well, you know, people sit back and be like, well, if I didn't did this, he wouldn't have did that. No, I'm not saying that either. I just want you to be smarter. If a guy texts you WYD at 1 a.m. and asks you to come over, don't act like he couldn't have that conversation with you on the phone. Don't act like when you got there, you didn't know what his plans were. You can shut all that down from the gate. My lady stoners, I'm talking to. You can literally let him know, yeah, I don't mind coming over, but I ain't trying to have sex and nothing like that. I hope that's not on your mind. But I definitely come over if you're just trying to chill, but sex on your mind, I'm not trying to come live. Then that now the onus is on him. You laid down what the situation was. Now, again, he don't have the right to assume anything, even if you don't say anything and you go over there. But at least you're protecting yourself by letting him know off the dump. So if he does try anything, and knock on wood, it never happens. But if it does happen, and you get away, you can tell the cops. When he called me a text, and when you text me, look at the text messages, I told him I did not want to have sex, and he forced himself on me anyway. I just want all my stoners to just be careful. That's all. I'm not victim blaming, but just be careful. Everybody know the freaks come out at night. What? So if it's midnight, 11 on, 11 until 6 a.m., that's all booty call hours. I'll tell you the blueprint. 11 p.m. until 5:30 a.m. Anything between that, that's booty call hours, stoners. So if anybody hits you with the are you up, the WYD, or just flat out emoji you at those times, they're trying to do some things. Now, I didn't told you. You don't have to guess anything, stoners. I'm telling you what it is. But I'm not telling you something you don't already know. And that's the thing. When situations happen to certain people, that's when we want to pick and choose, okay, stoners, when and where we address them. You know? Let's say you come to a house and you see a woman beat to shit. I'm talking about bloody mouth, eye look wrecked, hair all over the place, clothes torn. Then you see the man stumbling out the thing with his, he got a couple scratches on his face. He got a little cut on his arm. The first thing you're instinctively going to do is say what? The man, why'd you hit this woman? Are you serious? What's your problem? There is no reason to hit a woman. But then if you hear the backstory is he came home and she just flashed out because he left his dirty drawers on the floor and came at that man with a knife because she was just tired of it. And he just defended himself. You would be like, but you would never know that if you don't ask questions. People are so afraid to ask questions to the quote unquote victims. That's how the whole Aziz Ansari thing almost, you know, went haywire. Luckily, people asked questions. Now, like I said, I am not here victim blaming. I am not here trying to victim shame stoners. I'm just simply giving my opinion on a certain situation. Yes, I have a daughter, two sisters, a mother, and a mother who's alive. I understand protecting our queens. But I also believe in treating our queens as if they're adults, as if they can be presidents, as if they can be leaders and generals. And I don't treat them as children. In other words, saying, I'm not going to think for you. You know, I was listening to the Brilliant Idiot podcast one time, and I heard this girl, this lady named Jazz, and she said, when the date starts, you have to think, why did she come out of her house? Why is she giving you her time? All of this happens before you get to the house. It's like, well, goddamn, what an ego. I have to figure out what you're thinking and how you're thinking before you even get in my car. Whatever happened to communication? Whatever happened to, hey, at the end of the night, hey, you want to come up? Nah, I'm not trying to do that. But thanks for the date, though. Mwah. When did it become cool to milk the man or woman out of everything you want from them in that night? But then when it comes to something that they want, that they instinctively thought that was going to happen, it's a problem. You cannot put out signs and or notices, if you will, expecting people to think for you. That sounded a little complicated. Sounded a little harsh, I know. Let me extend an olive branch then. I can't hit you up at 2 o'clock in the morning, WYD, ask you to come over. You come over in those little boy shorts you sleep in and a t-shirt with some flip-flops. I light up a blunt, put on 50 Shades of Grey, Freed. We lay down in the bed smoking the blunt. You cannot blame me for sliding my hand up your thigh. Can I get mad at me? At most you can do is let me know, nah, I'm not with it. I could be mad, I could be salty, I could be whatever I want. As long as I don't infringe on your rights as a human being and as a woman, I could be mad. But I think it's warranted. Ladies, I don't want you to listen to this podcast and think I'm being oversensitive or being just another egotistical man. This is not what it is. But I would never want my daughter to answer a text at 1 a.m. of WYD. Oh, nothing. You want to come over and chill out for a little bit? Yeah, I'll come over there. And be naive to think that he's not thinking about sex. I don't want our women out here being so naive that, and you know, and that is a case for a lot of these cases. A lot of these cases, because I know a few people, a lot of these cases are the Aziz Ansari case. Just bad dates gone wrong. We do live, I mean, rape culture is there. A lot of things we did as a society is rape culture. but not everything is. They want to say catcalling is rape culture. I don't think catcalling is rape culture. I think catcalling is selective. If you're a beautiful woman walking past a group of men, they're going to say something. You want to know how I met my girlfriend and how we got our three kids in our home? Because I catcalled. Ironically, her name is Kat. Shout for Catherine. What's up? But that's how I met her. You know? Slightly. You know, I can get that story on another podcast, but slightly. But a catcall is how you meet women. Oh, Jean Love, somebody looking good today. You hear me? Like, that's catcalling. Old school catcalling. If you look good, you get a catcall. If you like where the call is coming from, connect. Everybody who has somebody got that person through a catcall, even when you slide in their DMs. Whoa, love, this picture looking good as hell. What's your name for real, though? That's a catcall, just electronically. A lot of relationships today would not exist if it wasn't for catcalling. But they're trying to say that's rape culture. I think you're on the right path with exposing rape culture, but you also need to know when to fall back. You can't tell me I can't see a beautiful woman and then let her know she's beautiful. I'm not offending her. I'm giving her a compliment. Now, I'm not saying walk up on a woman and be like, damn, that ass fat, love. I'm trying to see what's young. That is rape culture. But to say, how you doing, love? You looking very beautiful today. All right. That is not rape culture. That is just letting a woman know that she's beautiful. She can respond how she wants to respond. These overly feminists want to say, if we even speak to a woman, it's rape culture. Well, how do we meet? I don't want to treat our women like children. I'm not going to think for you. I'm not going to baby you. As a grown woman, if I call you at all after hours, all times of the night, and ask you to come to my house to Netflix and chill, or just come smoke a blunt, or whatever I say, you know that is just code for I want to have sex. Now, I know what you're thinking. You want the women to be so straightforward. Why can't the men just come out and say we want to have sex? We do that. When men are straightforward, we get called thirsty. We get called lame. If a man walks up on you and say, damn, love, you look good today. You mind going to have sex with me a little later? That don't sound weird. If you've been knowing a man for years and he still comes to you and say, Jean, love, y'all been fucking for a long time. He hits you up and be like, Jean, love, hey, you want to come over and fuck? You'd be like, nigga. But if he say, Jean, what you love? Come smoke one of Netflix with a nigga. You know exactly what he means. It just sounds better. More politically correct, if you will. So don't sit up here and tell me that I'm tripping, because I'm not. There's a certain way of doing things. As men with pride and as women with pride, you're not going to let a man just walk up on you and say, oh, you looking good. I like to have sex with you, you know, but I want to get to know you a little bit. So you want to go out to eat? That sounds fucked up and strange, even to me, but it's honest. You don't want that. Women want to be wined and dined and wooed. They want to meet your Prince Charming before he meets your wretched king. That's why the phrase Netflix and chill came about. You think we're really gonna just chill? No, the chill is me putting a hole in your back. You know what I'm saying? That's the chill. Because after your legs come from around my neck, you can shiver and chill. Yeah. But that's what it is. It's just a nicer way to say, I want to have sex with you. And no man is going to sacrifice that with trying to be brutally honest. But a woman can be brutally honest. Because men will accept it because we want to have sex with you. You can tell me, no, I don't want to have sex today. Cool, it's not like I'm going to die today. You live to fight again tomorrow. Okay? It sucks that women, not all women, but a lot of women try to weaponize this rape culture against men now. To the point where no matter what we do is considered rape culture unless the woman enjoys and or likes it. Okay? I just think that we just need to leave the world alone. Stop trying to change what's not broken. Okay, stop trying to change what's good. We can numb a lot of things. I just don't think we need to change anything, stoners. At least not so drastically. Okay? Like I said, I'm not advocating for rape or rape culture. I'm not saying any of that stuff is true. I'm just saying let's not go overboard. Don't tell me I can't see a beautiful woman and say you are a beautiful woman. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me I can't hit you up at 2 o'clock in the morning, WYD. You trying to come chill and smoke a blunt with a real nigga and you tell me you didn't think I had some type of sexual indication in my mind. A real woman knows the type of relationship she has with a man. So if they have sex on a quote unquote regular basis, right? And he texts, yo, won't come over and chill with a nigga. If she don't want to have sex, she'll let him know, yeah, but no sex. If you get with a guy and his first date with you is like, all his dates for you has been nighttime. I'm gonna give you the game, has been at night. His main priority is to have sex with you. Because the dates are at night, so when the dates are over, it's kind of late. You're trying to just go home and lay down. Hopefully it's with him or let him come with you if you're lucky enough to have your own place. A real date, the first couple are in the daytime. The reason why is because you get to see the person in broad daylight. You get to see what type of person they are. You get to see if they're proud to be with you or if they... Because anybody can say, I don't have a girl, right? But scared to go out in the daytime because somebody might see y'all. Okay? These are things that women already know, though. But for some reason, when they go through something traumatic, it's easy to weaponize. It's easy to say, okay, yeah, I came to your house, and yeah, I was wearing some tight-ass boy shorts, but my booty was damn near hanging out the back of it. And yeah, I wasn't wearing a bra, and I was wearing a t-shirt that you can see straight through, and my nipple was on hard. And yeah, it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and yeah, we were smoked out in the bed chilling. But that don't mean you had the right to try to have sex with me. No, it does not give him the right. But you can't blame him for thinking that's where it was going. I just want my women to be held accountable. I'm not saying anything changes because if he forced himself upon you, I don't care if you came over there butt naked. He still shouldn't do what he did. But also, do you think it's right for you to come over there butt naked? That's my whole point. Two wrongs don't make a right, and one wrong don't make one wrong right.
Did I say that?
Yeah, I did. Okay. What he did is wrong. So later on in life, make sure you don't answer calls after 10 p.m. Make sure if you do go to somebody's house, you specify exactly why you're going there. And what is and what is not going to happen. You make sure you're in control of the night if you have doubts. In other words, saying instead of going to his house, why don't you relax at yours? if you don't have a home to call your own or have the privacy to call to have a man over, then until you're absolutely comfortable with them, all of your dates should be outdoors. Nothing should be indoors until you know this man. I really hope everybody listened to this podcast straight through. And I please hope that everybody understands what I am trying to say. Rape culture is not good. Raping is not good. All I'm looking for is accountability in self, because it doesn't change my thoughts on the outcome. You force yourself on a female, you a down badass guy, and you should be raped in the ass in hell by Hitler with a pineapple. Are you snitties? Shout out Little Nikki. But my point is, don't weaponize the situation. You did what you did. It was wrong. Yes, 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 yes. I came over to your house and I was looking good, smelling good, and we smoked the blunt and we laid down and chilled, but I never said I wanted to have sex. Done deal, you're done. You're finito. No matter what you say after that, bro, it's over. I don't want to hear she came over damn near looking like she was ready to twerk on your dick. I don't give a fuck unless she said yeah, or unless she just jumped on top of you and started riding that motherfucker. You don't make a move. Sit the fuck down. If she want to leave after you done smoked up your weed with her and she done made you think it was all popping and she done left you, you either call another girl or you jack that off like a real man, rub one out like a king and go to sleep. No pussy is worth your freedom. No pussy. No pussy is worth your freedom. There are some women, if I get to meet, I will try my damnedest to have sex with. But none of their pussy is worth my freedom. Jessica Alba, Rihanna. If I get Jessica Alba and Rihanna together, God, I'm not that lucky. Jennifer Aniston. If I get them three together, I would pay millions and my left brain to have them three in a room. Jennifer Aniston, Jessica Alba, and Rihanna. Let me see your work, 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 work. All right. Anyways, listen. Back on topic. You're in my fantasies. Leave me alone, stoners. Hit the weed. Hit the weed, man. Here. Please be careful. I'm talking to my lady stoners. Please be careful. Analyze your situations. Don't be dumb or naive to nothing. Don't assume that he knows. Don't assume anything. Know everything. I didn't think he would do that. You should have knew. He's still wrong, but damn it, baby girl, you should have knew this. To my men, stop thinking that pussy is that important. Unless you're trying to bring a child out of that vagina, it is not that important. Pussy is the journey to the destination you're trying to get. And if all you're trying to get is that nut and you can't get no pussy, you rub one out like a monster. My favorite porn star right now is Riley Reid and Alexis Falk. Brandy Love, Jodie West. But before all of them is Alexis Texas. Yes, I'm a part of the faithful black male community. I'll rub one out like a champion. Oh my God, it's over. Well, niggas don't really, I don't know no nigga that jack off and when he nut, he makes the same sounds he makes when he's having sex. I don't think no guy does that. I mean, we fucking jack off like a fucking ninja, nigga. You can't even hear me. That's all you hear. Anyways, there's no shame in protecting yourself. There's no shame, ladies, in telling a man, yeah, I don't mind coming over. You know, I just don't feel like having sex. Is that okay? You may change. You don't have to let him know. And you never know. Don't tell him that. Because if he still lets you over, oh, that's a bonus if you change your mind. Everybody likes surprises, especially that's the surprise. And men, please think. Please think. Please think. Every June and July, there's a new batch of legal women you can go talk to. College is out. Every June and July, there's a new batch of women from the ages of 20, 20, and 21 on that you can go talk to. Women outnumber us 3 to 1 on this planet. For every one guy, there is 3 women. Yeah. There is no reason to fret over a girl that just, you know, wants to come over and smoke a few weed. So what? Weed is everywhere. Go buy some more. Or, shit, be brutally honest. Boy, what's your love? You trying to come smoke blunt and Netflix and chill? You know what that chill is. And send her that purple emoji. You never know. You might get the cat emoji with the water splash emoji and live life. But being honest always helps. Nobody needs to crack a Da Vinci code. Okay? Please follow me on all my social medias. At Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSupaDuPaBC. That's also follow me on Twitch. Same thing. MrSupaDuPaBC. Also follow me on YouTube. That's Stoner Talk. Same as the podcast. Stoner Talk. All right. And love life, stoners. Protect yourselves. Protect your freedoms. And as always, Stoners Unite!